Hi everybody, and welcome to this month's live training for Ultimate Success Club members. And I hope you're keeping very well, hope you're keeping very safe. We're living in a very frightening time, very, very frightening time. And I've been speaking with people all over the world on video calls, more than I've ever done before over the past week. And, you know, everyone's in exactly the same situation. A lot of fear. And unfortunately, fear can actually create more problems than the virus itself. So as I say, I certainly hope you're keeping safe. I'm sure you're at home. And the entire world is at home. In fact, I heard that earlier today that 500 million students are currently out of school, college, university. 500 million. I honestly feel that this is probably the biggest challenge the human race has ever faced. I really feel bigger than any war. War is terrible, but I think this is the first time that the entire planet, every single human being, is experiencing exactly the same things. A very frightening time to be alive, very frightening time to experience all this. And you know what? As I say, fear is the biggest problem. And today, we're going to be looking at courage, how to boost courage, how to bring out more courage out of your life, because unfortunately, fear can affect our reasoning. We can make bad decisions when we're living in fear, but when we connect with our courage, we tap into inner resources we didn't know we had. We think much more wisely. And you know what? As I said a moment ago, this situation, it's affecting everybody. Unless you live on a small atoll or island in the South Pacific, this is affecting you. And there's a huge fear now about unemployment. A lot of people have already lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods. There's so much uncertainty ahead. And as I say, we're all in this situation together, where we're all being affected. And you know, there was one newspaper. Not in the newspaper, but on my iPhone. I read the news every morning. Maybe I shouldn't, because there's so much bad stuff now. But the first thing I saw, I think it was yesterday morning, that within 10 weeks of now, if this continues, most of the world's airlines will have gone bankrupt. That's incredible. That's our entire global travel brought to a standstill, you know, on the other side of this, and we will get through this. Human beings are so resilient. Human beings are so resourceful, especially at times of crisis, and history has shown that. But once we come out the other end, and we will, there may only be a handful of global airlines. And if you want to start an airline, now's, you know, shortly from now will be the time to do it, because you can buy airplanes probably at really low cost. So that's the situation. But as I said, fear is the biggest problem here. Fear is the biggest problem. But you know what? Even though all this is going on, even though times are incredibly challenging, a lot of great things are coming from this as well, a lot of great things. New ways of treatment have been found. I believe hydrochloroquine and azithromycin, treatment for respiratory diseases, and also hydrochloroquine, is it? Just an anti-malarial treatment. That's been found very effective, only small trials yet, but really promising. Also out of India, that was from France, but also in India they found a very effective treatment. And also another great thing, all the hospitals in Wuhan, where in China, where this this situation started, they've all closed. Why? Because the incident rate of new infections has dramatically decreased, and this is as a result of them isolating everyone. So isolation does work. So, you know, I know this may sound strange, but this could be the situation that humanity needs to find a better way of life. Because if you look at the last 100 years, it's society, the system we all live within, it's a bit like a train out of control. It's getting faster and faster and faster. And today, these days, stress is the number one killer. That's medical science. That's proved that stress causes all sorts of illnesses if it's not treated, if it's stress over long term. And stress is one of the biggest problems today. So many people spend 2 or 3 hours every day in their car commuting to and from work. The amount of time that burns up, amount of life that burns up. And it's almost in the last 10, 15, 20 years, it's the pace of life is getting faster. So in a way, it's a bit like the way this society has been going. It's a bit like a train out of control. And that train is crashing now. And this is forcing people to really ask themselves, what's it all about? Is there a better way? And so many businesses all around the world are being forced to try remote working, have their staff working from home. Businesses that would never have tried this, never even conceived the idea or even thought of the idea of trying it. And you know what? I'm firmly convinced that once we come out of this, there will be a new way of doing business. A lot of people who have been commuting for hours each day will be able to work from home, because you know what? Businesses work most effectively when their staff are happy, not burnt out, not stressed. And that's actually good for the business. That's good for the company. So when you've got a happy staff, it affects every aspect of the business. So this we could be coming into a new age for better ways of doing business. And I also feel just, okay, crisis situations like this can bring out the best of people. It can also bring out the worst. But for the most part, what I'm hearing from people all around the world, and I've had video calls over the last few days with people in Australia, Norway, UK, Malta, India, Philippines, US, Canada, and Ireland, all over the place, and Greece as well, and Spain, a lot of places, and I'm hearing exactly the same stories. People are going out of their way to care like never before. So a lot of good things can come out of this. A lot of good things can come out of this, but very hard to see that when you're really suffering. So, and this is really about getting back to the important things like family and community. And I really feel that very, very probably old, outdated power structures will be replaced. I'm certainly hoping so. And, and even possibly, can't guarantee this, but I would not be surprised if technologies that have been suppressed for a long time start emerging now. Wonderful technologies that can benefit humanity greatly. So a lot of good things, I believe, will come out of this. On the other side of this, yes, we do have to take care of our loved ones and ourselves and our health and, you know, stay safe. That's number one. But everything I'm saying here, we need to reach a new level of courage. And in this month's training, I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you strategies, tools, and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. These are not my own ideas, but I will share with you my own experiences. And in a couple of moments, I'm going to go in front of my big screen with my clicker and do the entire presentation there. And at the end, I'll come back here in front of my desktop computer and we take questions and answers. And this is the very first time, and I'm doing this because of the situation the world is in. This is the very first time I've opened my Ultimate Success Club live training for everyone. Whether you're a member or not, you've access to this because I feel it's so important. Learning how to be more courageous, knowing the things that enable you to be more courageous, so important right now. So this is my gift to you, and I really hope it helps. So in the chat box, you'll notice on the right-hand side of the screen, there's a chat box and you can put in comments or ask questions or just, chat away. And so I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to look at your answers here. On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how courageous have you been feeling over the past week? A lot of people have been petrified. Is this you? If so, if you're really scared, give yourself a low rating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you've had a lot of courage, if you've been feel you've been really courageous, give yourself a higher rating. And I'm going to see what people are putting in here because, have you been going for your dreams or continuing to go for your dreams, or you've been petrified by fear and stopped by, because maybe fear has been a part of your life for ages. So give me your ratings. I'm seeing numbers coming in here already. 7. That's great. 2. Okay. Very understandable. 2, 4, 8. Wow. Fantastic. 5, 3, 6, 3, 4, 9. Okay. A lot of different numbers there. So right now people are feeling various levels of fear and experiencing various levels of courage, but I'm going to help you overcome fear by generating a lot more courage. And this isn't just for now. What I'm going to be sharing with you over the next hour can help you create a far better life long term, not just during this crisis situation. Okay? So this situation we're all going through now, all of us, does not have to crush your dreams. It does not have to crush your dreams. Okay? And years ago, if you've been following my work for any length of time, you'll know that years ago, I lost everything. Couldn't even feed my family. Incredibly frightening. But I turned that situation around by, well, some of the things that I'll be sharing with you during this training. So I know what it's like to live in absolute petrified every single morning on awakening for a long time, and you can break through this. Okay, so another question before I move there in front of the big screen with my clicker. One other question. Okay, if you knew you could not fail, what would you immediately do that you're not doing already? Okay, I'll say that again. If you knew that you could not fail, what would you immediately do that you're currently not doing? Just write in the chat box this time. There's no numbers needed here. So I'm already seeing answers here. Lots of answers. Start working from home all the time. Start my own business. Great. Become an investor because of the current opportunities. Indeed. Unfortunately, some people's misfortune turns into other people's fortune. There are a lot of opportunities right now, ask for a pay rise. Write a book. Wonderful. Launch my business full time. Become a full time speaker. Start a career as a speaker. Two people saying that. That's fantastic. So look, all these things require various levels of courage. And so the theme of today, the topic, the theme is generate the courage to live the life you want. Generate the courage to live the life you want. And what we're going to cover, why fear could be your biggest enemy right now. Because it is, most likely. How fear affects your body and actually lowers your immunity. It affects your immune system, okay? Fear can actually lower your immunity. The life-changing benefits of having courage, more courage. How to create a positive mental attitude despite what's happening right now. How to break through fear and generate more courage. How to become solution-focused every single day. And the true secret to long-lasting happiness. So these are the topics we're going to cover in the next hour. So just before I move there out in front of the main video camera, a lot of people are wondering, because it's probably your first time here, if you're not a member of the Ultimate Success Club, what you're wondering, what's it all about? Well, every month I go online like this for people all around the world, and I teach high-performance success habits that have been scientifically proved to work. These are not things I've invented out of my own mind. These have been scientifically proved to work. So whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life, whatever level of abundance that you want to create for yourself and your family, I share every single month the strategies, tools, and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. These are the things that move the needle the most. And really, the Ultimate Success Club is about Minimum effort, maximum result. Minimum effort, maximum result. So, as a member, you get access to these live trainings with questions and answers at the end, but you also get access to all my courses. There's over $3,500 worth of courses, and all members get that. So it's a monthly program. And if you want to find out more, it's the URL to put into your web browser is achievegoalsfast.com/USC, U as in Ultimate Success Club. So achievegoalsfast.com/USC. So I'm going to go in front of my main video camera right now. I'm going to blank out the screen and you and also the microphone. It'll just go quiet for a moment and then suddenly spring to life again with me in front of the screen. So just stand by one sec. Hi, and welcome to this month's live training. And this time, this session, we're going to be talking about courage. And the title is Generate the Courage to Live the Life You Want. Because most people don't live the sort of lives that they want. And it's usually because they don't have the courage to do so. What separates extraordinary people from ordinary people is the level of courage that they have. So I'm going to be sharing with you really practical ways to reduce fear, eliminate fear, not entirely, because a certain amount of fear is necessary in life because it keeps you moving forwards, keeps you safe, but also how to boost your courage. So, first of all, as we do every month, I'm just going to quick recap of what we covered last month, because every month there are new members joining, and this is what you can go back into the members area and watch last month's training if this looks of interest. Okay, so firstly, we looked at technologies that make you more successful. Technologies, yes, technologies. And we looked at, I did a quick recap of the subconscious mind and also nine powerful ways to influence your subconscious mind, because your subconscious beliefs dictate everything, all your successes and failures. And if you don't know how to influence your subconscious mind in a powerful way, you're at a severe disadvantage. So we looked at nine powerful ways, not just one, nine powerful ways to influence your subconscious. We also looked at how to use technology to speed up the achievement of your goals with demonstrations of mind machines. I showed you light and sound machines, biofeedback, brainwave sensing, headsets, all sorts of different technology, very powerful stuff. And also, I shared with you high performance habits for greatly increasing your energy and your brain power. Vital. Your brain and how it operates it's extremely important. The way you think, the agility of your mind, the clarity of your decisions is paramount to achieving great success in life. So, what are we going to cover today? Well, today, as I say, the title is Generate the Courage to Live the Life You Want. And we're going to look at why you must eliminate the fears that hold you back, because I can pretty much assure you that you do right now have several fears, maybe all sorts of fears that are holding you back. And also, I'm going to share with you the amazing benefits of being more courageous and the importance of a positive mental attitude, and also how to become solution focused rather than problem focused, which most people are, and also how to experience deep, lasting happiness. This is really important, and you're going to discover some very interesting things about happiness that you may or may not be aware of, okay? And also how to generate courage and achieve what others can't achieve. Okay, so why are these things important? Why are we even talking about them? Well, first of all, you'll be able to achieve a level of success that other people never can. And also, you'll have greater power to get what you want from life. And also, you'll be able to improve your personal life and your career. And you'll be able to take more risk and experience far greater rewards. Taking more risk, measured risk, fear not holding you back. Fear is the one thing that stops people achieving amazing lives. Okay, so that's what we're going to cover. First of all, let's look at fear, the serious effects of fear. Well, firstly, fear is triggered by a perceived threat, but it's an essential part of keeping us safe. And you know, there's this acronym, false energy appearing real. I completely disagree with that anachronism. I think it's terrible. False energy appearing real. What if you're thrown into a cage of half-starved lions? Half-starved lions. False energy appearing real. No. If you feel fear, it's very real and you got to get out of that cage. So fear is very important. It's a very, it's a protective mechanism that's built into us. And I had a friend many years ago. He was a remarkable medical intuitive. And his acronym for fear was much more fitting. Friendly energy announcing risk. So if you're in that cage of half-starved, hungry lions, it's friendly energy announcing big risks. You get out of that cage quickly. So that's enough of an anachronism. So the damaging effects of fear. Firstly, fear increases your blood pressure and the rate at which you age. If you're experiencing fear a lot, you will physically age more quickly. And also it weakens the immune system and dramatically impairs your ability for your body's ability to repair itself. And it can cause stomach and digestive problems. And if you've been in the Ultimate Success Club any length of time, you know about my story about years ago, how I lost everything. And I experienced that paralyzing, crushing fear every morning, waking up, wanting to vomit with the fear. It was that awful. I'd lost everything. And I had a little family to feed and I couldn't. And it affected my digestion terribly. For a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, it dramatically affected my. I had this awful sick feeling in the pit of my stomach and violent diarrhea every morning, run to the bathroom. So, you know, I know that fear causes stomach problems and digestive problems. That's a definite. Your mind affects your body affects your mind. So, fear also impacts our ability to think clearly and rationally. So you can't see the way forwards if you're petrified, if you're paralyzed by fear. You can't see solutions. You're just locked into a very low level of thought ability, thinking ability. And fear, the brain starts, if it's sustained, if you're in a state of fear for quite some time, the brain starts perceiving all events, nearly all events, as negative. You get into this negative mindset. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Very sad. And you know what? These memories tend to be very durable. When you're perceiving events through a very negative lens, those events, they're very durable. They you know, the long-term effects of fear are very, very damaging. And the fact is, then later on, when you experience similar situations, it triggers that old fear. I remember, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I had a cash flow problem. It was only very temporary. And one of my companies owed had to pay a very big credit card bill. And there was no money in the account. Well, not that there was, but not enough to pay it. There's all those old feelings of fear. Oh no, it's happening again. Oh, it's all slipping away. Oh, that just came back full force. But I caught myself. I suddenly realized what my mind, my memory was doing to me. I said, stop. And I brought up a feeling of gratitude, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And I started to feel trust, and I made a very clear intention that there would be plenty of money by noon that day. And guess what? I promise you this happened. 30 seconds later, after changing my mind state, my emotional state, from fear to trust, 30 seconds later, my phone rang, and it was one of our clients. He said, Mike, I'm really sorry for the delay in paying you that big sum of money. Just want to let you know that I'm transferring it into your bank account right now. It should be with you within 1 hour. It was with us 5 minutes later. Problem solved. So, you know, it's very easy once we go into a similar situation again, the old fears come up and it can be paralyzing. So, and we can, yeah, this is a big one. If you're living in fear all the time, you can misread people. You can misread situations and events and what people are actually saying. and that miscommunication, you can end up making terrible decisions. And I have experienced that. I assure you, that's fact. So, is fear. If you're living in fear a lot of the time, it actually impairs your ability to remember long-term memories. It affects your ability to remember the past. Fear affects memory. It's very sad. Look, what are the most important things that we possess within our mind? It's our memories, our experiences. What would it be like if there's all sorts of experiences in your past you can't actually remember? Very sad, because we can only make great decisions based on our experiences in the past. And if you can't remember those experiences, it impairs your ability to make great decisions. Okay? So, also, finally, fear, long-term fear, can lead to anxiety, depression, and, as I've been implying all along here, brain damage. Very serious, very serious. So, here's Nelson Mandela. He said, I learned that, well, first of all, courage allows you to achieve what others can't. And Nelson Mandela said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. I mean, if you interview any soldier that has been in a battle situation, by golly, they'll tell you that they felt fear, but they have conditioned themselves mentally, and they've learnt this through their training, to not allow the fear to paralyse them, to go for it anyway. It doesn't mean there's no fear. It means you're able to move forwards in what you've got to do without being paralysed. Okay, so that's what Nelson Mandela is saying here. And also Winston Churchill, he said that courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. Very great words there. So, and also T.S. Eliot, he said, only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. And really, in summary, courage is not the absence of fear. It allows you to take action even in uncomfortable or fearful situations. And you know what? When you are courageous, incredible doors can open that have been closed up until this point for you. Okay, so again, courage allows you to achieve what others can't. So courage requires the taking of genuine risk. And the benefits of courage, we've looked at the harmful effects of fear. So what are the benefits of courage? Well, firstly, courage makes us feel good because we master our emotions. And also you can achieve a level of success and achievement that is impossible for others, as I mentioned earlier. And you can do what your heart and your inner wisdom tells you is right, even if it's difficult. Okay? And it allows you to stretch your current boundaries, expand your horizons, do new things, and experience more from life. So courage is so important. Growing courage is so important. It just doesn't happen. I'm going to share with you ways where you can dramatically boosts your courage, okay? And because it allows you to think truly big, okay? I think most people think in very small ways. I've had some recent opportunities that have come into my life, and it's forced me to think bigger than ever before. I thought I used to think big. Some amazing synchronicities, coincidences, meeting certain individuals that have enabled certain things to start happening in my various businesses have emerged recently, and it's forcing me to think in a far bigger way. So courage, you know, all these things take courage, and when you have more courage, you can think far bigger. You can make much bigger plans for yourself and your contributions to society. Okay, so taking courageous action gives greater confidence. Confidence is one of the biggest things in success. Confidence and taking courageous action gives you greater confidence. Okay, so fear or courage, it's your choice. Do you want to live in fear all the time, or do you want to grow that courage muscle? Because you know what? Whatever dominates wins, or what I often say is whatever dominates perpetuates. If you allow fear to dominate, your life may not amount to very much. Certainly not what you would hope for yourself. But if you use courage, grow this courage muscle, amazing things ahead. Amazing things ahead for you. So, courage or fear, it's your choice. So, as Napoleon Hill said, we're going to go into look at now positive mental attitude. And if you've ever read the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, absolutely amazing. It's in the members area for you to download. And after you've been a member for a couple of months, I think you get the audio book version of Think and Grow Rich. It's one of the greatest books ever written. It's all about success and how the way you think it determines everything. And Napoleon Hill, the author, said, "There is very little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it is positive or negative." So positive mental attitude is one of the fundamentals for achieving success and abundance in your life. Okay, so let's look at positive mental attitude because it really makes the impossible possible for you. Our outlook on life determines everything. Pessimism, for example, it influences your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your actions and results. So if you're a pessimistic person, you can't get great results in life. You can't achieve your goals. But a positive mental attitude makes the impossible possible. Simple as that. And it's vital for achieving a far better life, and it's essential for achieving great success. In fact, if you interview 100 of the world's most influential people, 100 of the world's most successful people, you'll find that certainly 99% of them have this positive mental attitude. Might be find one that is actually greedy, and that's and they've just squashed everyone on their path to success. But you'll find vast majority of people who are highly successful have this positive mental attitude. So it's essential for achieving great success. So this is a really frightening statistic. By retirement age, only 5% of people, only 5% of people will be successful or financially secure. And that's a statistic from the US Social Security Administration. I imagine it's very similar in most Western nations, most Western countries, most countries in the world, I would think. But certainly in the US, only 5% of people at retirement age are successful or financially secure. And retirement is the time that most people who work for someone else, that's they're looking forward to retirement, when they're going to do all those things that they wanted, yearned to do. I'm going to do it when I retire. And then they get there, they don't have the financial resources or ability to achieve those things, to do those things. So sad, so sad. So limiting beliefs and self-image. Limiting beliefs and self-image is really why 95% of people will never experience real success and fulfillment in life. Limiting beliefs and self-image. It's the internal things that matter most, okay? So, I'm just going to share with you a very simple exercise. This is Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He wrote an amazing book, Psycho-Cybernetics, which is almost the Bible of peak performance people, athletes and people who are at the tops of their game and in sports. So many athletes carry this book around because it's the secret of their success in many cases. Anyway, he said, close scrutiny will show that most crisis situations are opportunities to either advance or stay where you are. So when a crisis hits, do you get really scared? It's a natural response. But unless if you don't overcome that fear, you're paralyzed. You're paralyzed. And you can make really bad decisions. So I'll read that again. Close scrutiny will show that most crisis situations are opportunities to either advance or stay where you are, or I would think even regress. Okay, so this is a very simple exercise that you can use anytime you're in a crisis situation, a really difficult situation. And you're, oh gosh, what should I do? What can I do? Well, here's a really simple process that can
help you to move forwards again and solve that problem. Okay, so first of all, you need to give the problem a name. Now, in this example, you know, if you're having problems with your boss and they're not appreciating you, and you know they're being disparaging or they're treating you badly, write the name of the problem down on the page. My boss, that's the problem in this case, and write out 10 ways that the problem is causing you to suffer. How is your boss causing you to suffer? Write it down. You've got to acknowledge it. You can't suppress it. Write down that 10 or even 20 ways that this problem is causing you to suffer. Got to acknowledge it. Second, the third step in this process is write out 10 things it's helping you to learn about yourself. Because if you're brutally honest with yourself, every crisis situation or every difficulty you're experiencing in your life is showing you something about yourself. Okay, so you can easily find 10 things that is helping you to learn about yourself. This is so important, okay? Then last of all, you write out 10 positive things you could experience by overcoming the problem. This is the carrot that moves you forward. This is these 10 reasons, these positive things that you could experience by overcoming the problem are the thing that will motivate you to change the situation. Really important, really simple process, but very, very powerful. And also, as well as doing this, you know, four-step process, anytime you encounter a big challenge or setback or problem, also you can use affirmations to create a positive mental attitude. Affirmations are a really powerful way of reprogramming your subconscious mind. And I'm not going to go into affirmations right now. If you go into the members area and you download my bestseller, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, there's a whole chapter on affirmations and how to create them. And 356 sample affirmations at the back of the book. And I've created lots of other videos and trainings about affirmations. Very, very powerful. These are ways to create a positive mental attitude. Okay, so as well as positive mental attitude, it's important to understand that self-image, well, your self-image determines everything, because changing your self-image, if you have poor self-image, by changing your self-image, you actually change your life. I like this picture of this guy who's drawing a picture of himself, and the picture of himself is drawing a picture of himself. So your image of yourself determines everything. You recreate yourself based on what you tell yourself about yourself. Okay, so Maxwell Maltz, the same guy in the bestseller Psycho-Cybernetics, here's the new updated version, the new Psycho-Cybernetics, amazing book, you gotta get it and read it many times. But as he said, the self-image, oh, I need water, one second, you can read it while I'm drinking. Okay, so Dr. Maxwell Maltz, he said, the self-image is the key to human personality and human behavior. Change the self-image and you change the personality and the behavior. He also said, but more than this, the self-image sets the boundaries of an individual accomplishment. It defines what you can and cannot do. Expand the self-image and you expand the area of the possible. And he also said, the development of an adequate, realistic self-image will seem to imbue the individual with new capabilities, new talents, and literally turn failure into success. I profoundly agree with these statements, because in my own life, I found that to be absolutely correct. Okay, so how to change your self-image? Well, I'm not going to go into this exercise because I think we covered it last month. If you go into the members area, you can find out what we covered in each month, and you've got access to the last 4 months' trainings always. There's always 5 months there, the current month and the previous four. But you can change your self-image by using the overcoming limiting beliefs exercise. Okay, it's a really simple exercise that you can do to find your subconscious beliefs about anything. In this case, wealth, you say to yourself, I can't become rich because, and the very first thing that comes to mind, you write it down, no matter how crazy it may appear, and you do that process several times, and then you create opposites to those beliefs. I say, I'm not going to go into it in detail, but it is so important to do this exercise. Years ago, back in I don't know, it was 1990, I'd started a business 4 years before, 87. Yeah, 3 years before, and I had been on a financial roller coaster, feast or famine. And I discovered that I had very low self-worth. And I had a lot of limiting beliefs about money, about myself. And once I changed that, that was the beginnings of abundance for me. My business took off. My financial situation, which was dire, resolved itself very quickly. When I changed my self-image, my beliefs about myself, my self-value, my business did extremely well. So I know this works. This is absolute. This is really powerful stuff. Please don't think that something really simple cannot be really powerful, because often in life it's the simplest things that are the most potent and effective. And this is my gift to you, this simple little exercise. Okay, so that's changing your self-image. Now let's look at a very important topic. And this is happiness. This is happiness. This is Abraham Lincoln, if you didn't recognize him. And Abraham Lincoln said that most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. What? If you ask most people, if you ask people in the street, go out in the street with a clipboard and ask people, what makes you happy? What are the things that make you happy? They'll say, oh, my wife, my children, my family, my job, the fact I can go on vacation and holidays, and, you know, my car, my house, my friends. It's always externals. But your happiness is not dependent on external things. Yeah, they're important. But your level of happiness is really determined by a decision to be happy. So everything is choice. Everything in life is choice. What we repeatedly choose becomes our reality. If you choose happiness the whole time, you become happy. It's not about, you know, it's not nothing about suppression. It's not, you know, things are terrible, but I'm happy. No. It's what you repeatedly choose, okay? You know, every time you feel resentful and full of complaint, you're choosing to do that. You know, that happens to everyone at some point. But if you're choosing that all of the time, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes an ingrained habit of thought and emotion, which has to be broken. So it's really, happiness is about consciously choosing what you want to feel, and deciding what you want to experience. This is the key to everything, actually. And in summary, really what I'm saying here is you construct your own happiness. You construct your own happiness. And happiness is not dependent on your circumstances. And lots of studies have been done into this. These are not just my own opinions. This is proved. This has been proved. Happiness is not dependent on your circumstances. You can have people in really difficult situations and circumstances, abject poverty, and they can be happy. I've seen that on my travels around the world many, many times. And there have been times in my life where, you know, I've been happy even though I've had almost nothing. I'm so glad that years ago I discovered that true happiness has nothing to do with what you surround yourself with. You know, the latest gadget or the latest car. I've been down that road years ago, back in the early 90s. You know, I started to experience real success. And I started buying things. I found out pretty quickly that a month later, 2 months later, that beautiful new car, top of the range BMW or whatever, didn't really make me feel any difference. Little bit, you know, for a little bit, but, you know, I'm not saying that I was ungrateful. I was grateful for such things, but it didn't fundamentally change how I feel. So I'm quite frugal in a way. I don't mean or anything like that, or counting pennies or anything like that. No, I've no problem spending money on things that make a real difference. But I buy almost nothing for myself. I don't need to. I'm really happy, you know. So happiness is a choice, and it's not dependent on what you surround yourself with. It's not dependent on your circumstances. That's really freeing. So you can choose whatever you want to experience. You can choose whatever you want to experience. This guy here, his name is Bruce Moen. Sadly, he passed away just over a year ago. I knew Bruce. He was a remarkable guy. He was a well-known author. Wrote many books about the scientific evidence for life after death. Not all of it scientifically based, but he really contributed to the knowledge in that arena. But Bruce, one day, and he was staying with us back, I don't think, 2001. He gave a workshop, a weekend workshop, in our living room, in our sitting room, and people came from all over Europe to hear him and learn from him. And he spent a week with us, my wife and myself. And one morning, he said something that has changed my life. He said, "Mike, if you ever want to experience any state of consciousness you've experienced in the past, all you need to do is remember what it felt like." That honestly is one of the greatest gifts I've ever received in my life. And it was the key to changing my terrible situation years ago when I lost everything. If you want to experience any state of consciousness you've ever experienced in the past, all you need to do is remember what it felt like. So if you want to bring up any emotion or feeling right now, whether it's anger, just remember a time in the past where you're really angry. You'll start to feel anger bubbling up. Love. Think about a time in the past where you felt deep, deep love. You'll start to feel that again now. Gratitude. Same story. And, you know, it may take a little bit of effort at first. For me, with my crazy gratitude experiment, when things were at their worst, and I made this vow to the universe, show me what to do. I'll do anything. Just show me. Next day, I picked up an old book written over 100 years ago. It was all about the power of gratitude. So I decided to do what today I call my crazy gratitude experiment. Thanks to Bruce Moen. I knew I had to change my dominant thoughts and emotions. I knew I had to change my inner life state, because it was perpetuating a terrible situation we found ourselves in. And it had been going on for ages. I was quite aware that I was just making the situation far worse by the negative way I was thinking. I'd gone from a positive, optimistic person to losing everything, and I became negative. I'm expecting more bad stuff to happen. I had to change that. And I remember Bruce's words after reading this book about gratitude. So I thought of a time in the past where I felt deep gratitude. I had to start bringing up bucket loads of gratitude. I had to make gratitude my new inner life state if I was to be able to change the situation that we found ourselves in. I knew that, because your dominant thoughts and emotions are literally transmitted out into the universe. Every thought is a prayer if it has emotion behind itself. So every 30 minutes of the day, I would think of a time in the past where I felt deep, sincere gratitude. And at first it was difficult to do. I had to think about it for a couple of minutes before I'd feel anything. The end of the first day, I felt it was so easy to access gratitude. I became very good at it. And 3 days, at the end of one day, I felt very different. I felt lighter and more optimistic than I had in over a year. In a way, you can say it's tricking your mind. In a way, it is. But it's reprogramming your mind. It's choosing the way you want to feel. And 3 days later, the huge synchronicities, huge coincidences started, and our situation began to change from that point forward. So this works, you know. And it's the same with happiness. You can choose to be happy by remembering the time in the past where you felt deeply happy. And if you're not feeling much happiness in your life, you need to do this exercise quite frequently. You could use gratitude, you know. Gratitude opens the door to everything. So you have this ability within you to change your inner state at any time you wish. And, you know, you can bring up gratitude, happiness, love, excitement, etc. Anything, anytime you choose to do so. Once again, fact, it works. So, happiness. Well, you can create new habits, as Dr. Maxwell Maltz made very clear. He says to change a habit, make a conscious decision, then act out the new behavior. So if you're locked into feelings of resentment and complaint and the opposite to happiness, to change a habit, you make a conscious decision to do so and then act out the new behavior. Just like my gratitude thing. At first, it wasn't really sincere. It was like manufactured gratitude. But after a while, it became sincere. The feeling became sincere and then sustained itself. So I want to read a little to you a little bit about this from his book, Psycho-Cybernetics. I'm just going to have some water. Have the book here. I won't read it while drinking or it'll sound like a fish. So here we go. Page 130. Okay, how an inventor used happy thoughts. Professor Elmer Gates of the Smithsonian Institution was one of the most successful inventors this country has ever known and a recognized genius. He made a daily practice of calling up pleasant ideas and memories and believed that this helped him in his work. If a person wants to improve himself, he said, let him summon those finer feelings of benevolence and usefulness, which are called up only now and then. Let him make this a regular exercise like swinging dumbbells. Let him gradually increase the time devoted to these psychological gymnastics. And at the end of a month, he will find the change in himself surprising. The alteration will be apparent in his actions and thoughts. Morally speaking, the man will be a great improvement of his former self. That's simple. And then Maxwell Maltz goes on to say, Gates' use of the term psychological gymnastics led to identifying the various exercises and techniques presented in the original book, this book, my other books, and my 12-week home study course as mental training exercises. While the analogy of self-image to muscle is not precisely correct, the deliberate daily practice of certain techniques, such as the construction and playing of positive mental movies in the theater of your mind, relaxation and so forth, does strengthen your self-image and does ultimately lead to truly automatic psycho-cybernetic responses to situations. The present day rule for adequate physical exercise is 30-minute sessions at least 3 times a week. Sorry, at least 3 days a week. I can assure you, give that same minimum investment to psycho-cybernetics gymnastics and you will quite literally change your life. Please get this book. It's absolutely amazing. It's called The New Psycho-Cybernetics. I have the audio version, I think, from Audible. I've listened to it again and again and again, and it's amazing. Anyway, it can help you in so many different ways. Okay, so that's happiness. So, now I'm going to ask you some questions. You don't need to write all this down because at the end of this session, you can download a PDF file with all the slides that you've seen today. So you don't have to go frantically writing down all these questions. But I'm going to ask you, are you holding on to disappointments from your past? Most people do. Do you ever feel like a victim? Most people do. Are you secretly blaming others for your difficulties? Important to be honest with yourself. When you become aware of how you're thinking and behaving, it enables you to make alterations to those things. Do you sometimes feel others are lucky, but you are not? Do you feel you can only be happy if something happens? That's a big one for most people. If so, you are sabotaging your own happiness. Okay? You're sabotaging your own happiness if you're doing these things. You're choosing to not be happy in the present, and this becomes a serious habit that must be broken. Absolutely must be broken. If these apply to you, okay? And habits are your automatic responses and can easily be changed. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, you can change these habits by using affirmations. Very simple, very powerful, very effective, and a way of rewriting your subconscious thoughts and feelings and emotions. That simple. And also an amazing way for increasing happiness is by using high performance habits, which we every month I share new high performance habits with you, and sometimes we return to certain ones because they're so important. And I've shown you before the tapping exercises, you know, and the Qigong exercises. Check out previous monthly live trainings for further details, okay? And daily actions. By taking daily actions to strengthen the new habits, when you help another and encourage other people, it strengthens your own happiness.